5 bills today, including a tax increase on cigarettes of $1 per pack. Quinn says lawmakers worked together in a bipartisan manner to tackle what he calls a grave crisis. Cuts will mean leaner services for the state's 2.7 million Medicaid patients. More than 25,000 working parents will lose their state-funded health coverage on July 1st. Some nursing homes and hospitals will see their Medicaid payments reduced. Illinois is eliminating extras like regular dental care for adults. Eyeglasses will be limited to one pair every 2 years. Patients will be limited to 4 prescription drugs per month without prior state approval. The Illinois legislature has sent a measure to the governor targeting companies that fraudulently add charges to phone bills. It's a scam called cramming. Rachel Otwell reports.
Phone bills are something many people routinely pay without thinking much about. But Jim Chilson with the Citizens Utility Board says it's time those bills get a closer look.
It's one of these scams that takes advantage of how busy people are. You know, people get those bills. They often pay the bottom line.
Chilson says cramming happens when outside vendors attach fees for services never provided. They are often vaguely labeled for things like voicemail or email services.
They could be a $9.99 fee. They could be $3.99, $2.99, even 99 cents. But they're fraudulent charges. And if you think of millions of people being scammed by these small charges, that really adds up.
The measure approved by the General Assembly would not allow outside companies to attach such charges to phone bills. Customers would still be able to bundle internet and cable with their phone service, though. The legislation does not apply to cell phone bills. Chilson says that's the next battleground. I'm Rachel Otwell.
The utility that distributes electricity and gas to most residents of central and southern Illinois has a new CEO. That follows an announcement from Ameren yesterday. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Effective immediately, Richard Mark is the new president of Ameren, Illinois. He's taking the place of Scott Sissel, who had been the utility's chairman since 2005. Spokesman Lee Morris says Sissel's departure was voluntary and that he's leaving to pursue other opportunities, though Morris declined to say what those opportunities are. Sissel began his career as a meter reader. As CEO, Morris says Sissel had major achievements, like helping pass a state law that makes way for modernizing the electric grid in Illinois.
The result will be a 21st century distribution system when we're done.
Critics say that law effectively allows utilities to overcharge customers. Sissel was also at the helm when Illinois passed a new law that gives the state greater oversight in power purchases. That followed an uproar in 2006 when a rate cap lifted and Ameren's rates soared. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
According to the Illinois State Geological Survey, the state's 37,000 square miles of coal-bearing rocks hold the energy equivalent of all of Saudi Arabia and Kuwait's oil reserves combined. Yet lingering concerns about the environmental impact of coal and falling prices for other sources of energy, like natural gas, have led to a perception there's no future in it. Dr. Masoud Rostam-Abadi is an adjunct professor of environmental engineering at the University of Illinois and principal chemical engineer at the Geological Survey.
Coal is a dirty fuel. And if you don't control emissions during its combustion in a boiler, it's going to pollute air, it's going to pollute water, it's going to pollute land.
That's why just last week, SIU Carbondale and Indiana University Purdue University Indianapolis were awarded federal grants to further so-called clean coal technology research. They hope to create and study specialized coatings intended to reduce corrosion of coal boiler and turbine parts under high temperatures. The Obama administration has allocated more than $5 billion towards such research and development. Rostam-Abadi, who appeared on Thursday's Focus, notes nearly half of America's coal power plants were built before 1978, prior to some emissions regulations. He believes utilities will begin to replace those plants in the coming decade with newer, cleaner plants. Unemployment continued to drop slowly across Illinois in May, partly due to job growth in manufacturing. The Illinois Department of Employment Security reports unemployment fell to 8.6% in May. It was the ninth straight monthly decrease and was down from 8.7% in April. The federal government reported earlier this month that the May national unemployment rate was 8.2%, slightly up from April's 8.1%. Department of Employment Security Director Jay Rowell says long-term trends continue to indicate a slowly improving economy. Illinois manufacturers added 4,800 jobs in May. The sector has been one of the strengths of the state's economy, but the professional and business services sector shed 5,600 jobs. That sector includes temporary workers and a number who work in manufacturing. Foreclosure filings in Illinois were way up last month. California-based RealtyTrack says filings increased 29% from April and were up 54% from a year ago. Foreclosure rates in Chicago have worsened to one in every 252 housing units. That's fourth highest among the nation's 20 largest metro areas. Republican Congressman Aaron Schock of Peoria says the gun-running incidents resulting in the deaths of several Border Patrol officers are inexcusable, and he says Attorney General Eric Holder should be held responsible. Holder is being investigated over gun trafficking charges that fell into the hands of Mexican cartel thugs. During a stop in Bloomington, Schock was critical of Holder.
I will tell you, if Eric Holder worked for me, he'd be fired.
Meanwhile, the congressional committee is dropping demands for some of the information it has been seeking about the flawed gun smuggling probe. Schock also urged Attorney General Holder to keep his word by not allowing detainees from Guantanamo Bay to transfer to the Thompson Correctional Center in Illinois. School officials in Normal have approved a two-year contract for teachers and other professionals in McLean County Unit 5 that will give them a 1% increase in base pay each year. The school board approved the contract Wednesday night. The Unit 5 Education Association ratified the deal Tuesday. The union represents more than 900 teachers, nurses, social workers, psychologists, and speech pathologists. The state of Indiana's drought conditions are worsening after weeks of scant rainfall that have left cropland parched and lawns fading from green to brown. The Thursday morning update of the federal government's U.S. Drought Monitor map shows that about 90% of Indiana is abnormally dry and that nearly 40% of the state is now in the midst of a moderate drought. Associate State Climatologist Ken Scheringa says unless significant rain falls within 2 weeks, farmers could see reduced yields and the risk of field fires will spread. And State Representative Deborah Mell says she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. Mell tells the Chicago Sun-Times she's undergoing tests to help determine her treatment options. She did not give any details. The 43-year-old Chicago Democrat is the sister of former Illinois First Lady Patty Blagojevich and the daughter of Chicago Alderman Dick Mell. Since 2009, she has represented the 40th Illinois House District, which is on Chicago's north and northwest sides. In sports, the Chicago Cubs host the Detroit Tigers at 1:20 today. The Chicago White Sox are in St. Louis. They take on the Cardinals again tonight at 7:15. You can find more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.